You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We continue our conversation with SIUC Interim Chancellor John Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks again for talking with
us. Thank you.
We talked a little bit about enrollment and retention and tuition and fees, all those things that help build the student body at SIU Carbondale. But one of the things that could also help do that is a nursing program. Mm. This was first brought up several months ago, at least publicly, that Carbondale could offer its own Bachelor of Nursing. It would help with Southern Illinois Healthcare, which needs more nurses for its facilities. That's going to be a part of the discussion at the Board of Trustees meetings this week in Edwardsville. How's that process going?
Yeah, correct. The idea is, first of all, to compliment and thank our sister institution, SIU Edwardsville. Since about 2010, they have been on campus providing an opportunity for nursing. The idea there was 2 years of being an SIU Carbondale student and then 2 years of SIU Edwardsville. We thank them and acknowledge that they have done good work. They have a fine school of nursing. But seating us, and I think we're ready to fully embrace a program of our own, to work closely with Southern Illinois Healthcare, work closely with John A. Logan and other community colleges. The need is great, and I also believe that we would be able to attract more students than we're currently doing with the respective model in place now. So this is not a in any way a suggestion that there's been anything wrong with the model that's there. It's just that we believe that Carbondale would really benefit from the opportunity. And make sure that the young people in that program that complete also then can provide services for our region. There's another component to this, and there are many people out there that are RNs that would like to have the BS degree, which our hospital partners would also like to see very much, and we would be very receptive and open to that. They're in this area, and so it'd be difficult for them to do it distance-wise. And then the third is a population out there of people who are very bright, who have degrees, perhaps in chemistry, biological sciences, and they're looking for an opportunity perhaps to attach an RN to their background. So there are many, many ways that we could help with this. There's a critical need and demand for nurses. I'm quite confident that whatever resources Edwardsville has spent here, that they would take those back to their home campus. Seats would increase overall, nursing opportunities. So I think it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win for the system and one that we ought to embrace.
As you mentioned, and we've heard, this is still a conversation. We're not talking about any sort of policy. We're not talking yet about going to the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Would this require a program creation on the Carbondale campus?
Yes, we've already submitted that. It's called a new unit of instruction. That's currently in the president's office. It does not require trustee approval. It's really a presidential approval to submit it to the Illinois Board of Higher Education. And that, too, would take some time. But, time is important. And the longer we delay, it seems to me it just creates additional confusion and frustration for a lot of people.
Is there a deadline in your mind that this would need to get to IBHE in order to start by, say, fall of 19 or spring of 20?
Well, it'd be nice to have it there tomorrow. Much of that would be dictated by meeting the appropriate nursing standards, et cetera. We have been in conversations with the people that know and govern those things. I don't think there's any great inhibitors, but it does take time. And whether it would be 2020, that would be nice. Yeah.
Sure. We'll of course, keep track of that. One of the things that's coming up here in the next several weeks will be the annual SIU Day of Giving, which is a fundraising effort for the university. But this year, it also coincides with a big kickoff for the 150th anniversary of Southern Illinois University. How big a deal is this in your
That's
mind?
That's a huge deal. A sesquicentennial anniversary of 150 years of an institution doing what this institution has done is impressive. I was at the University of Utah a few years ago when they celebrated their sesquicentennial. That's 150 years for an institution, at least in this country. Now in Europe, you're just beginning. But for us, it's significant. And to think about all of the outstanding people who have graduated from here, the many, many accomplishments that have gone on, it's pretty impressive. I stopped yesterday. I was headed to St. Louis in Pinckneyville, my hometown, and the McDonald's. And there was a gentleman in there that was reminding me, you know, there's just much to be done on the Carbondale campus. And I said, you're correct. But I said, don't forget, we've got 150 years of success, and we need to celebrate that. And he nodded and said, you know, hadn't thought of it that way.
We'll certainly be hearing a lot about that as, again, the university begins to celebrate its 150th anniversary. As usual, a lot more to talk about with not enough time, but I appreciate your time, Dr. Dunn. John Dunn is the Chancellor at SIU Carbondale, and this is WSIU In Focus.